Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory, with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, which means so much to your buying experience. And a fabulous service department that backs it up for the life of the vehicle. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Let's set the tone for the show today, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, children of all ages. Well, I better be careful here, because sometimes his rants, do they appeal to children of all ages? I'm not so sure.
That depends. Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
I mean, maybe we should have the children leave the room.
Oh, my almighty!
Here is the rant of the day.
Well, I got a couple things on the docket today. This one came just getting ready for the show today and looking up a couple things. I came across this. So Miles Dredd retweeted something from a, I guess, 24/7 college sports blog site, which, you know, I'm heading down the rabbit hole here, but anyway, it's called Big Game Bomber. I've never even heard of this place until now, until Miles Dredd put it through. But apparently it's got a lot of followers, who I guess are mistaken now at this point. But they had a map, I guess, of who's the best team from each state in college basketball. They had like a final version of it now the tournament's done. And when it came to Pennsylvania, it had Pitt as the best team from Pennsylvania. Obviously, these people did not watch the tournament. Or maybe they're just Pitt fans that are just being biased. If they're claimed to be a 24/7 college sports site, well, guess what? I think you need to work on that a little bit more. Because if you watch the tournament, Penn State was the best team from Pennsylvania, hands down. So you saying Pitt was the best team? You better have your credentials revoked. That just bothered me. Once again, I can't ignore stupid, and that is just plain stupid. I'm sorry. I don't care your views about the game. If you didn't think that Penn State was the best team from Pennsylvania in the tournament, you are just plain stupid. Plain and simple. So well, that's number one.
Evidently, the NCAA Tournament Selection Committee thought Penn State was. They seeded them 10th, and they seeded Pitt in Dayton. So,
correct.
but... Okay, if that's what they want to say, I really don't care.
Yeah. I know it doesn't pass the who cares test, but you know me, I can't ignore stupid, and I just... Okay. And obviously Miles Dredd gave the, I think a rolling eye emoji or something when to retweet that, as he should.
Right.
So, that's one thing that I saw came across. Second thing is, and maybe we'll talk about this with Jerry Dulac. I don't know what you have on the docket for him today when we talk about the Masters. But the Masters president, I guess, spoke to the media today or sometime this week and had said that the plan all along was to not invite now LIV owner and founder Greg Norman to the Masters. And I applaud them for doing that. Because he said he wants this week to be about the players and about the tournament and nothing else. Basically, he just said Greg Norman's going to keep his mouth shut. He's going to open his big, fat mouth and try to talk trash on the PGA, try to lure the Masters into maybe getting ready for, away from the PGA and all this and that. He knew exactly what he would get himself into if Greg Norman would be there. Because, as I said before, he made this whole new LIV tour in bad faith, extremely bad faith. So the fact that he said that, and they were proactive about this to keep him away from the Masters, that was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Every one of the four majors should do that. Every one of the four majors should do that. Keep him away, because you know what? I don't care if he's created LIV and whatever LIV turns out to be. He's bad for golf, Greg Norman.
Well, the only tournament I think that would have any obligation to invite him would be the British Open, because he won that major twice. The other ones he hasn't won, so there's no need to invite him. Like the Masters, he didn't win. If he had been a Masters champion, they would have no choice but to invite him. But he never won the Masters. Now, the Open Championship, he's won that twice, and let's be honest about it, you know, it's like, you're a former champion. You're one of the reasons why, over the years, people look at it as, you know, being great. And
yeah, but you can invite other past champs. I feel like that should be an exception that you should ignore and not invite him anywhere, to be honest with you, if he's damaged the game the way he has, in my opinion.
I'm just saying, as a former champion, it would be not out of the realm of possibility that you invite him to be a part of it.
I think he's lost that
because,
privilege.
No, he won the tournament twice, so he doesn't lost the privilege. But the other tournaments he hasn't won, so there's no need to invite him. No, I mean, no need to. The Open Championship, a little bit different. The guy's won the tournament twice. There is something to past champions and being a part of it. He's causing a split between the two tours. But for example, the police are out looking for him. Okay, let's not like over exaggerate what's going on here. Okay, this is not an evil guy that there's a manhunt for. Okay, oh goodness. Tell you didn't go where I thought you were going to go.
Where did you think I was going to go?
That Joel Embiid is the MVP.
I'm just going to let last night and what Doc Rivers said after the game speak for itself. I've already put out my two cents multiple times. I'm just going to let what happened last night speak for itself.
It doesn't matter. Honest to goodness, it really doesn't matter.
And the only thing I'll say with last night is, the only asterisk I'll put, and it's half of it maybe, is the Celtics didn't have Jaylen Brown last night either. And every time Jaylen Brown has been on the floor, he has made a difference in every time that the Celtics beat the Sixers until last night. So I want to see Joel Embiid do that again with both Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown on the floor.
Well, we'll find out.
Next time, will most likely be in a playoff series.
I think Jaylen Brown's been playing with a mask on, right?
Yes, yeah.
So who knows where that is. But, hey, if Embiid's the MVP, great. Be another thing off the show that we don't have to worry about anymore.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
I worry about you. It gets a little scary around here at times. And it's like, really? Okay. Oh, here we go. Oops. I have to talk to a group tonight about play-by-play work. I got to call Joe Lenardi asked me to call somebody else. Got to do that, and then I got to call. I'm actually speaking in Hilton Head at the end of the month.
You going to get some free points out of that?
Penn State Club of the Low Country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got a lot of travel coming up. I've got a lot I've got to do. Let's see. What do I have to do here? I have to do something I have tonight. Then, of course, the talk show is on Wednesday night next week at the field. Blue-White Game is on the 15th. Then I have to MC with Carolyn Donaldson the Paterno Family Beaver Stadium run to benefit Special Olympics. Saturday I have to go to Spikes Fest. Then the talk show. Then the Blue-White Game. Then on the 16th I have the Paterno Family Beaver Stadium run. Now, normally it finishes at the 50. This time it is going to finish at the 34 to honor Franco Harris. Because Franco Harris was always the person that I co-emceed the event with. Then I go to Hilton Head the last weekend of the month to speak to that group. And I have something with the quarterback club in the third. I then have been asked to speak to the graduating seniors the day before commencement at the Wilkes-Barre campus.
Wow.
On the fifth, my old friend, awesome friend Rick Berry is the commencement speaker the next day. I did the commencement there. I was the commencement speaker there 12 years ago.
But it'd be nice to go back to your alma mater. I like it.
It's always nice to go up there. And I got that one, and then I was invited to a golf tournament on the 12th. Not sure about that. There is a Big Ten announcers golf outing I'm going to in Bloomington in the middle of May. Then I've got Coaches versus Cancer, June 1 and 2. I have to speak in Scranton on June 8th. I have to go to, and let's see, Gabe asked me to make an appearance with the Williamsport Crosscutters on Penn State night in July. We have the Purdy tournament on Wednesday, August 9th, which I'll be at. Oh, I forgot. I'm going to Knoebels. I forgot about that. Sorry, Knoebels. I'm going there on the 20th. I will be there on the 20th of May. Don't worry about it. And then I have another quarterback club thing on the 17th of August. So, you can tell the pandemic's over. The old days have returned.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
I'm trying, John Hara. I'm trying. I'm trying. I got a lot to say about the basketball part of it, which I'll do in a moment. Because people are getting wrapped up in stuff that, in the end, it's not important. And I'm going to talk about that in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
I'm pretty hopeful that we'll be able to have a traditional spring game with maybe only a few guys that may have to run, you know, back and forth from sideline to sideline. But I think we'll be able to have a traditional spring game, which I think will be meaningful for us, allow us to get something out of that last practice, and also be able to give the fans something to look forward to.
Yeah, and that's the way to go. And yesterday, as he said yesterday, yesterday's the best practice they had all spring. And you could just see it, the way it played out. You could tell it was the best practice they had all spring. And that's 10 down and 5 to go. They'll have one on Friday, and then they'll go Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then the 15th one will be the blue-white game on Saturday. This is a the 15th. This is a case where there's been benefits every day of the old iron sharpening iron, you know, where that defense has to go against that offense, and that offense has to go against that defense. And I think it's made a big difference for all of them along the way. Made a big difference. The basketball part, do we have what? Jerry's at what, 3:35?
Correct.
Okay. As you know, I don't try to get wrapped up in silly. I know, you know, not saying that, you know, the stuff you say is silly.
Oh, my almighty!
I realize there's curiosity as to how it came about that Micah Shrewsbury is no longer the head basketball coach here. You always learn lessons out of every experience, and to me, the primary lesson out of the experience is that there is now at least a realization on the part of many people around here how important name, image, and likeness happens to be. And that is the part that I think is really important. That today, between football and men's basketball, you have to have strong name, image, and likeness. After that, you move forward. You move forward. There are guys in the transfer portal, I understand. There's consternation because there's only two players right now that are scholarship players on the roster. That's Kanye Cleary and Demetrius Lilly, that have not put their name in the portal. I understand all that. But they've got a real pro's pro in Mike Rhodes. He is going to be the coach next year. He's going to be the coach the year after. He's going to be the coach the year after that. My opinion, he's a long-term solution who has a track record. He comes in with a track record, and that's why I believe he's a long-term solution. He'll play fast. That fast may be on defense, but he'll play fast. That's why I laughed the other day when I made the comment about, you know, how Dick and I feel Penn State's been the running team in a walking league for a while. And somebody said to me, I heard you say that. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I said, I watched Chambers' team. They didn't play that fast. I said, excuse me. I said, all the steals that Jamari Wheeler got, well, he was fast. I said, and Isaiah Brockington, well, he was fast. Myron Jones. And the guy looked, I said, look, there's, okay, when you're saying you're playing fast than the other team, okay, that's part of it. And he looked at me and goes, I guess that makes sense. I said, I don't care how much time you take on offense. I said, that's not playing fast. I said, you can play fast in a wide variety of ways. Mike plays fast, and it's his defense that plays fast. I've watched enough tape now of VCU. I can see it. And it's different than everybody else in the conference. But it's time to move forward. And they've got a lot to build on moving forward.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Fabulous service department that backs it all up with great technicians. All at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Joined now by one of the best in the business, or any business, Jerry Dulac. My friend, welcome back. Great to hear you.
Actually, just got off the phone with Jerry. He's going to come on at 4:35. He's actually down at Augusta right now. Got a change of schedule, so he'll join us in an hour from now.
The way you run the show is stunning. All right.
No, señor! No, señor! No, señor!
Then I'll adjust. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, I will continue with the point I was making earlier about basketball. And that is, you learn a lesson out of something that has happened. And the lesson for this is the importance of name, image, and likeness on basketball, and how important it is, and we already know how important it is in football. And, but that's the lesson out of it. After that, okay, there's nothing you can do about anything else that happened. You can be upset about it, down in the dumps about it, whatever. But now Mike Rhodes is the head coach. And guess what? He's really a heck of a head coach. And he's been in the tournament 3 of the last 4 years. He plays a style that is tough for other teams to deal with. They made a great choice. He's the guy that is going to be the head coach moving forward. And in my opinion, is a long-term solution. There's no need to sit there, to me, and do the hand-wringing over what happened here. Because hand-wringing over what happened isn't going to change anything. It's just not. It may be an interesting story. I mean, the people that have written the story about it, that's perfectly fine. It's an interesting story. But what's the lesson out of the story? The lesson out of the story is that Penn State now has a greater realization. Not just Penn State, but I mean collectives have a greater feel that name, image, and likeness is critical to any program in college basketball moving forward. That's the lesson out of it. Now it's going to be Mike Rhodes that has the ability to take advantage of it. And Mike Rhodes is a pro's pro. And he has his entire staff with him. So the continuity of ability of Mike to know his staff and his staff knows him as to what's expected both ways through. They were already vetting the transfer portal before they made any move. Really important. And even though right now the roster is, quote, lean, that will all change within the next 2 to 3 weeks. And we'll find out how they put it together. Now, there'll be other elements that will be important moving forward. For example, non-conference scheduling. Penn State had already started some non-conference scheduling and was on path to having almost all of it done. Question is, will they keep that schedule? And then moving forward in the non-conference, how does Mike like to approach the non-conference? And will there be a different approach for him in how you schedule in the non-conference, because he's in the Big Ten now and not in the Atlantic Ten? Those are all little things that will come up along the way that will be important for everybody moving forward. Recruiting to this, getting people interested in it. I mean, if they win, the interest is there. I've already gone through, again, the story's been written. The stories have been written about how everything with Micah happened. There's been no stories written at all about, holy cow, look at Penn State basketball. People are like want to watch it. 2.8 million Indiana, 3.2 million Purdue, 1.9 million Texas A&M, 6.6 million Texas. Hey, basketball, I mean, I realize that you're talking about Big Ten tournament, NCAA tournament, the brand of Indiana, the brand of Purdue, the brand of Texas, the brand of Texas A&M. But there's also the brand of Penn State in there that's creating these ratings. Okay, all those layers create the ratings. There must be some interest out there for it, especially if it's winning. Those are the stories that came out of it. To me, the stories that came out of all this happened to be the realization, the importance of name, image, and likeness moving forward. The realization that men's basketball can go toe-to-toe with anybody when the right year pops up. Because they did. Texas blew them out by five. Penn State was leading the game a little more than 4 minutes to go. The realization that people will get engaged and watch it. And the realization, I believe, now that there's a lot of money to be had with having good men's basketball. Those are all of the lessons that came out of this, not just how it happened that one guy took another job over another job. Those are the lessons that we're learning. At this point, it's time to move forward. And which Mike's doing. Mike's already been meeting with staff, and you know, he met with Greg Miskinis on Monday, the strength and conditioning coach, and things like that. I mean, all that stuff's been taking place along the way, and they've been recruiting and vetting transfers and things like that. So that, you know, it's just right now in the dead period, you can't bring anybody on campus till Friday. But they've been doing all that. Right? So now let's see how it plays out. I know I'm too patient for everybody, and I know I have the ability to almost like go from one thing to the next and not dwell. Okay. Which makes you angry.
Yes, but you know what? You've got the guy now, and now it's time to see what you can build.
It's time to move forward. It's okay. Dwelling is one. What was the lesson learned? I talked about what the lesson learned was about name, image, and likeness. Okay, now what are you going to do to fix it? Okay, so now you go forward and fix it. All right, but that's the lesson learned out of it. I mean, and did you go out and get a coach that can't move the program forward? No, they did quite the opposite. They got a guy that can move it forward. So the hire is quite the opposite of that. Now he's going to have to make it happen, and I'm looking forward to watching him make it happen.
And in this particular case, too, you also couldn't compete with going back home. In this case, for Micah Shrewsbury, he gets to go back to Indiana, goes to Notre Dame. We talked about all the ties that, you know, Notre Dame's ADs had with his family and everything. So there's that too. Now you go on from there.
Look, there's a lot to it, but like, guess what? That part of the story's over. He has a job. Mike has a job. And, well, guess what? Mike's your basketball coach now. And just like John Griffin is. We have John on at, what, 4:06?
Yep.
Okay.
Full like 4 John o'clock Griffin. Hour coming up.
Yeah. And that's... I mean, and that's what you have. You move forward. You move forward. People want to see winners. They want to see winners. And as I pointed out yesterday, the last 6-year run for Penn State basketball, is a little bit better. In other words, this is not the sad sack program that it is made out to be. It's not the case. It's in the KenPom rankings. It's in the two NCAA tournaments. Yes, I count 2020. Only somebody that has logic in their mind would do that. If you're anti-pro, well, they're not in the tournament. It's like, okay, fine. I understand that, you know, you go back with everybody. That's fine. Your opinion's adorable. I watched the team go through the Big Ten regular season and win 8 consecutive games. I was a witness. And they won the NIT in 18. They've had 320-plus win seasons in the last 6. This has not been the total sad sack situation that some people portray it to be, and those who have an agenda want it to be. And there are people who have an agenda out there, as you know. So, yeah. I was just really surprised you didn't go on the Joel Embiid route, because you're just like, you're always promoting MVPs. Your guys are never the MVPs, and it makes you mad.
Well, like I said, I'm just going to let everything start to speak for itself now.
It doesn't matter. If he wins it, that's nice, but it doesn't matter. Can they get to the second round?
Well, the question is, can they get to the conference final? That's where it all has to happen. And if that doesn't happen, then I'll be the first person here to criticize and make that probably the rant of the day, in that particular day, that they still didn't get there, even though he's finally made this mark.
There you go. He's thrown down the gauntlet.
And like I said, I still don't know if the Sixers are good enough to beat Boston and Milwaukee. I know a lot of people are down on Milwaukee or on Boston right now for whatever reason. I don't really get that. I know they haven't played like their best basketball, but I think it goes to the point I talked about a couple weeks ago, where you have this is the way the NBA is now, especially this time of the year, and nobody can really catch anybody in the Eastern Conference now for the most part anyway, except maybe Boston might still have half a shot with Milwaukee for the number one seed. But the bottom line is, guys, I don't think, are playing full throat. And I think you saw that with Jason Tatum last night too, which also kind of makes me put an asterisk a little bit to what happened last night with Joel Embiid, even though his performance still speaks for itself. So it's hard to tell. Until I see it, I still don't know if the Sixers can beat Boston or Milwaukee, is the bottom line.
I watched the movie last night. We'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Have you accomplished what you wanted to accomplish to this point right now, Jim?
Yeah, we've gotten a ton of reps, which has been good. I would have liked to get in the stadium a little bit more, but the weather hasn't necessarily cooperated with that. But we've gotten a ton of really good reps, really competitive reps. Our defense is playing really well. I thought our offense played well today, probably the best practice we've had this spring. But it's been competitive all spring long. We have depth at the specialist positions, which I know you guys, you know, don't necessarily love talking about, but the reality is that's a big question mark going into this season with a new punter, kicker, and snapper. And that competition has been good as well.
Yeah, and that's critical. I think Tyler Dzanski is the one that, when it comes to the snapping part, I think they're in good shape there. You have to have a different holder for a left-footed kicker versus a right-footed kicker, which you did see a little bit of last year. So that competition is continuing, and you need to get, obviously, a punter. And that's, you know, and also a punt returner. We're going to need that. Those are little things. And you're always going to get the idea of the quarterback competition. And they've both done well this spring. There's no getting around it. They both have. Talking about Drew and Bo. And the So I know that's going to get the bulk of the consideration. But the kicking part is critical. Who's going to kick off? Who's going to do placements? Okay, who are the holders going to be? Right, the entire operation of it. Who's going to return the punts? And that is a big part of what you're starting to see in the spring. Remember, this is not the be-all, end-all. People do not win jobs in the spring. You just don't win the job in the spring. It will continue. Evolve into the preseason. It's fine. It's the way it should be. You will see headlines that the NBA champion, the college basketball national championship game had its lowest number of viewers in years. It's still a 14.7 million viewers. Not exactly a small number. And guess what? You know what it's higher than? The NBA Finals last year. Okay. I mean, the number's still higher than the NBA Finals last year. And that's something a lot of people don't realize. I mean, this one thing about this tournament, the opening weekend, they had record ratings for the opening weekend. Right? But then after the opening weekend, then you still had some of the Cinderellas hanging around. And as I remember, the suit and I used to talk about this all the time. Oh, it's great, it's great. I said, the opening weekend, it's great. I'm just talking about history here. But it always shows that once the opening weekend is over with, now the ability to keep the casual fan engaged, Cinderella sometimes can hang around a little bit too long. And this time, two of them hung around right into the Final Four. So, yeah. It's and it had an impact this time, because after a record opening weekend, then there was a fallback on the second weekend, and then there was a fallback, you know, in comparison to other years. With the Final Four weekend. And everybody knew going into the Final Four weekend there would be fewer than last year because it was not Duke against North Carolina. You didn't have Kansas against North Carolina in the championship game. Instead, you had UConn and San Diego State. It's not UConn and San Diego State's fault. They're the two teams that won five games to get there. Not their fault. It's just the way it is in terms of how it is built up. That's why Georgia beat TCU in the national championship game. Well, the ratings weren't as high for it. Now, why not? Because TCU was in it, right? It wasn't Georgia against Alabama, Georgia against Ohio State. Georgia-Ohio State game had a great rating. Not a good rating, had a great rating. That's just the way it is. What people, you know, over the years, they basically have told us what they want to see.
And then the game itself, the game kind of spoke for itself, of course. 65-7 isn't going to quite help you either.
Right. No, it does it does nothing. It sends it right off, you know, right off the cliff into the abyss. And the that's the bottom line. And then this game here, the San Diego State did get it down to five with, 3 minutes to go. Then hitting one of its last five didn't really help. It's like your Yankees are winning today. They're winning again?
They won, 4-2 final.
That is great.
Yes, sir. I called it. I said they would lose last night, win today to take 2 out of 3 in their first two series. It's gone exactly the way I thought it would. Phil's got their W last night because Domingo Germán stinks, And the Yankees were able to win today with Coltrane on the mound.
You do know there are 156 more of these to go, right?
Correct. But
this is not like six games into an NFL season.
Nonetheless, I like where we're going.
Oh, for goodness sakes. They'll pull some hamstrings. I mean, Donaldson's already out.
That wasn't great to see today.
And my understanding is stores are sold out of spider tax, so this two-game run is over for him. You guys sure do bend a lot of rules.
Your home for news, AccuWeather, and sports. Celebrating 90 years of serving the Susquehanna Valley. We are WKOK Sunbury.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A spokeswoman says former Vice President Mike Pence will not appeal a judge's order compelling him to testify in the Justice Department's investigation into the 2020 election. That would clear the way for his appearance before a federal grand jury in Washington. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
The chief judge of the federal district court here ruled last week that Mike Pence can be compelled to testify as long as in their questions prosecutors steer clear of the vice president's role as president of the Senate. A spokesman says the ruling backs up Pence's view of the Constitution's speech or debate clause, and therefore he won't challenge it. Former President Trump might still appeal to try to protect his own executive privilege, but Pence won't appeal.
Severe weather is making its way across the nation's midsection and beyond. At least five people were killed in a pre-dawn tornado in southeastern Missouri. This woman in Glen Allen.
It was breathtaking. I don't even know. It's just the mess that there is, the trees that are down, all the other people that are affected by it. It's just, but all the people that came together too to help is awesome to know that we have a community like that.
There is still a severe weather threat throughout the afternoon. Students at 200 colleges and high schools are marching on their state capitals today to protest gun violence after last week's shooting in Nashville. The student in Charlotte, North Carolina.
The constant barrage of school shooting news makes many of us live in fear that our school will be next. I should not have to leave my home each morning wondering if I'll get to return to it.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's holding a historic meeting with Taiwan's president in California, a move likely to anger China. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
We've been very clear. We have said there is no reason for Beijing to turn this transit into something that is used as a pretext to overreact.
China has promised a sharp reaction to the meeting. A horrific day at a daycare center in Brazil after an attack left four children dead. Police say a man with a hatchet burst into the center. The dead were ages 5 through 7. Longtime CBS News correspondent Bill Lynch has died after a long career as anchor of the World News Roundup and beats that included NASA and the Pentagon.
The emergency ejection capsule did jettison the Rockwell pilot and two Air Force officers aboard, but one of them was killed. Today's accident stunned top Air Force officials and cast a pall over next Tuesday's rollout ceremony for the first B-1B bomber.
He was 77 years old. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.